Democratic race to fill NJ Governor Sherrill's seat too close to call. The Democratic special primary election to fill the U.S. House seat vacated by New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill remains too close to call, with a progressive candidate leading a former U.S. representative. As of 5 a.m. Eastern Time, around 9 hours after polls closed, progressive candidate Ana Lilia Mejia led former U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski by roughly 0.8 percentage points, with 28.8% of the vote to Malinowski's 28%, with 91% of the votes counted. The Associated Press has not yet called an outcome in the 11th Congressional District race. Going into the night, Malinowski was the favorite for the nomination, with betting markets placing his odds north of 90% as polls closed around 8 p.m. local time. Around an hour later, at 9 p.m., Decision Desk HQ called the race for Malinowski, a call that the agency was forced to retract as Election Day results began to come in, showing a much stronger-than-expected showing for Mejia. Mejia's campaign boasts some high-profile endorsements. On the campaign trail, Mejia positioned herself as the most progressive candidate in the race, earning the backing of top progressives such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders. Malinowski, meanwhile, leaned heavily on his status as the only former congressman in the race, saying he is completely battle-tested. Ahead of the election, Malinowski, who came into the race with far and away the highest name recognition, garnered several endorsements from other Democrats. Most prominently, Malinowski was endorsed by Senator Andy Kim, the state's junior senator. In a January 29 video on X, Kim urged voters to back Malinowski. "He's fought against IC, stood up to Trump, and has the experience we need in this national emergency. Vote for Tom on Thursday, February 5," Kim said. Malinowski was also endorsed by Representative Jason Crow. The special primary for New Jersey's 11th Congressional District, encompassing much of Essex County and surrounding areas, represents the first congressional election of 2026. In the formerly Republican-voting congressional district, voters have historically focused on financial and policy issues, such as state and local tax deduction. The victor in the primary will go on to face off against Joe Hathaway, the only Republican candidate in the race, in a special election on April 16. The winner of the race for the blue trending seat, which flipped to Democrats in 2018 and has remained in their column since, will serve out the remainder of Sherrill's term and will presumptively seek re-election in the November general election. Other notable runners-up in the crowded race included former New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Tehisha Way. Brendan Gill, a Democratic operative who ran former Governor Philip D. Murphy's first campaign. Cammie Croft, a former White House staffer under President Barack Obama. And a slate of candidates with local credentials. President Donald Trump and Immigration and Customs Enforcement were the centerpiece for Democratic candidates on the campaign trail in the weeks leading up to the election. Malinowski, the projected frontrunner in the days leading up to the race, was targeted by campaign ads accusing him of voting with Trump to fund IC, citing his support for a stopgap funding bill in 2019 that received bipartisan support at the time. Way, meanwhile, referenced her past standoffs with Trump, including her 2020 victory in a case regarding New Jersey's decision to send mail-in ballots to all registered voters. As Secretary of State at the time, Way oversaw the election. Gill also criticized ICE in campaign ads, appearing in one alongside his wife, Assemblywoman Alixen Collazos Gill, a Colombian-American.